Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max6 Workspace and the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I'm very excited to invite back to the studio, and a lot sooner than we usually do, co-founder of Zinken, Michael Vogel. Vogler.
You got it.
Darn it. I had practice,
so
and
close.
Vogler. I knew it, and then I botched it up.
That's all right.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
So we love to have repeat guests in the studio when they're worthy, and oftentimes they are. But we had Michael and your wife in just, I think, maybe 3 weeks ago, and we realized that there was more of the story of Zinken to share and to tell.
It's great. We hit on a little bit of everything, but we didn't delve into a lot of stuff as far as... We're super excited here in Phoenix. I mean, it's really been
taking off.
Yeah, it's been getting a lot of traction. And we're just excited to have Fireside here.
Yes.
They were the people that took all the madness that was in my head and was able to shove it into an app, which we almost thought was impossible.
Right. And we touched on that a little bit. And then when we realized there were some pieces to the success story and really the magic of who you're serving and how you're doing that, because that's really what we wanted to emphasize. We wanted to make sure that we had the other part of your team here who created that app. So we'd like to welcome you to the studio, both Dave Scott, Director of Product, and Sean Elstons. I hope I had that right.
Yes, you did.
Good. Co-founder. And thanks, by the way, Dave Scott for Dave Scott.
Yeah.
That's easy peasy. With Fireside, and Sean is the co-founder and COO, and as I mentioned, Dave is the director of product. So as Michael teed it off, you are the folks that he went to, or maybe you went to him. I don't know how it worked. We're going to find out. To, as he said, take everything from his brain, this massive, incredible idea, this opportunity to serve folks in an amazing way.
It looked like graffiti in their office. You know, we had these papers posted everywhere and taped up on the walls, and they really got what I was trying to put down.
And how did that come together? And any one of you can speak to that. How did you guys find each other?
It was through a mutual business contact, Eric Olson at Fast Turtle. He put us in touch with Michael because he had a larger app idea that was outside of his normal wheelhouse. And he introduced with Michael. We set a couple meetings to discuss the project, and then we put out a spec sheet for it, kind of took all of the madness, put it down, created flowcharts. A lot of whiteboard sessions.
Yeah. And Dave, were you in on it from the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was there in the first meeting. And it was just, we thought it was a great idea immediately. So we just, you know, we took it and we ran with it. And we came up with all sorts of different ideas and just refined it over meeting and meeting.
Excellent. So for our listeners who have no clue what we're talking about, let's start by describing who and what Zinken is. And then we'll have you guys do the same thing with Fireside.
Zinken is a personal and family services app that it delivers real-time on-demand services through mobile devices for seniors, busy families, and working adults.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
At least for the consumer and the participant, correct, as well as the service provider.
Yes.
But clearly, there was some magic that had to happen in order to put this all together.
It did. I had the idea in my head for about 5 years, and I went around to probably about 10 or 15 people and really tried to get them to see everything that was going on in my mind and being able to put it into an app. And that's a little bit more than it looks on the outside. There's a lot of people that are out there, and they might be a little bit more on the technical side of it, or you might run into a few people that are more on the artistic side of it. But it was really, really hard to find a great team that could marry both of those together and really understood me from a person that didn't have an IT background to be able to translate that into an app. And that's what I found with Fireside.
Yeah, and Sean, you mentioned that you have an art background.
Correct. I have an art background in ceramics, fabrication. My family business is Performance Automotive, so I started working on hot rod stuff when I was like about 9.
Wow. And now there's just this vast, we were even talking before we came on air, this whole music festival thing that you've gotten involved in. And so tell us about Fireside. Either one of you can chime in.
We started in 2009, me and my business partner, Jason. We started just doing basic WordPress websites out of our college apartment. We started with $100, two computers, and a guest room with a bed. And now we have roughly 20 people on our team.
Three different cities.
Yeah. Our headquarters is downtown Phoenix, in the New Times complex. And we've pivoted into primarily doing engineering type projects where we're taking either a business process or we're taking an application and connecting to a piece of hardware and then making it also a beautiful application at the same time.
Which, to your point, Michael, is why they were a great fit, right? Because it's not just the tech side of things, but it's also being able to get in someone's mind and brain and find out creatively what they're going to create and being able to have that visually appealing for those of us as the end users.
Yeah. Correct.
And yeah.
Making it also a simpler process when you're going through it, not just necessarily a utilitarian application, but something that actually is refining pieces out of it, but still having a house at the end of it.
Right. Because to Zinkin's point, if it wasn't easy for the end user to use, who would use it?
There's Correct. So much competition with apps out there. And if you have one hiccup in the process, being the customer or the, you know, or the provider, they're just going to move on to the next app.
Yeah.
And that's very, very important just to make sure that you have those processes in place to where it's very warming for your customers.
Dave, how long have you been part of the team?
I think I've been part of Fireside for 5 or 6 years now.
Okay.
I actually went to college with Sean's business partner, Jason. I met Sean through him. So when I graduated, I went and had a first job. And then after that, started working with them. And they were still doing WordPress websites. And so I brought my software engineering background in.
And you both have used the term what websites?
A WordPress website.
Oh, WordPress. Sorry. Of course. Okay. So really basic. Sorry, I missed what you were saying. I thought, wow, am I missing some kind of other website? And so in the 5 or 6 years that you've been part of the team, what have you enjoyed most about working with Fireside?
Well, it's really great to see us go from working out of a house when I started to having an office with many employees. And we get to work on different projects all the time. And that's fantastic because, you know, sometimes when you work on the same thing day after day, it can get a little tedious. So the change of pace is just really, and working with your friends, like that's just great work experience.
Fireside has been a really neat company to work with. You walk into their offices and the first thing you see is a grill.
And, I think I remember you mentioning that when you were here the first time.
It's pretty amazing, you know, the things that they do. I mean, the projects that they take on, I mean, they really think outside of the box to be able to get these projects done. I mean, it's just really crazy what goes on there in their heads. And then when you see the end result, it's pretty crazy.
And that takes a lot of talent to be able to do that, right? I mean, I know there are other companies who are in the industry, and they, you as a client, you sit there and you share what you want to create, and they nod their head yes, and you think that you're going to get what you want. But then I know a lot of people have walked away disappointed, either in web development or app development. But it sounds like you guys really have this process that's wildly creative, but also epically right in the zone.
Correct. When we're brought a project, we're going to bring on your idea, but we're going to make it our own idea at the same time. A lot of development firms, you know, they will take your idea and literally give you exactly what you're asking for. Well, we're looking to build something we want to put our name on. So we're going to come up with additional feature sets. We're going to come up with better workflow that's going to make your idea a great idea.
And so were you kind of the lead on this project, Dave?
Yeah, the lead software. But I mean, it's a very collaborative process. You know, Sean is very good with user experience and we've got designers. So we brought our best people from all the different teams and we all just, you know, we thought about what's the best use case. You know, what do users want to do? And we just put it down on paper. We threw everything at it and we just, you know, refined it until we had something that looked good.
And start to finish, how long does that, at least with this example, Zinkin and Michael smiling, how long did this particular app take from idea and conception and agreement to fruition?
I think we started about a year ago. It's like October.
Yeah. It's about 14 months. Yeah.
That's fast. You're like, well, kind of, not really. But again, to have an app that is so user-friendly, bringing people back time and time again, and this is a robust app. So I love the introduction you gave. Let's go a little bit deeper, Michael, and talk about who Zinkin is for and how do you marry those service providers and these folks who need the help.
Pretty much anybody can use Zinkin. We've got a wide variety of services that we offer. There's thousands of different scenarios out there that we can help with. We've had some experience lately. I'll give you a couple of examples. Hanging up pictures at 10:30 at night. Most people out there would be like, oh, we can't go out and help you with that. But I mean, we're able to do that. We've just helped a person clean out their RV. So So, you know, there's many different scenarios that we can help you with as far as cleaning your house, picking up your children from school and staying with them until you get home. If that nanny doesn't show up, we're that perfect source to be able to get on your phone, order that service, and actually watch that provider driving towards your home. So it takes away all that anxiety. You know, you're like, oh, is the person going to show up or not? And, you know exactly when that person's going to be there. Especially that's really, really important for elderly. You know, you have elderly people out there and they're clock watchers. You know, their first caregiver doesn't show up. So it just carries over to us as far as them being very impatient, although they just ordered our service. The nice part about that is, you know, 67% of the elderly out there now are using smartphones. You know, it's becoming the only option. With Firesight making it so user-friendly, the elderly are seeming to have a really easy time ordering service through the Zinkin app.
So I want to speak to kind of just the different examples that you gave us just now. The guy or gal who's coming over at 10:30 to hang some pictures for me on the wall so I can back up and go, yeah, that one's straight, a little bit more to the left, or I could be sleeping while they're doing it, is not likely the same provider that I would need to have in a pinch or on a regular basis to care for my 6 and 7 year old. So, right? I mean, it's not likely the same group of people. Tell us about the kinds of providers that are coming to Zinkin and how you're vetting them.
The providers that we've had, we're having a large variety of different providers. A lot of teachers that are just needing to pick up those extra hours, we're seeing a big push for those, as well as we've had firefighters, caregivers from hospitals, or just, you know, moms, stay-at-home moms that want to pick up a few hours in the evenings when their husband's home or on the weekends. The nice part with Zinkin is it's a flexible schedule. It's a work-when-you-want-to-work atmosphere. And then with our next day pay, so that, you know, whatever they work and schedule for that day, it's in their account the next day. So they know if they're up against the wall with a couple of bills or, you know, they've got that Christmas coming up or a birthday party and they need to have a few extra dollars, they can get on Zinkin, log on, book some jobs, and know that that pay is going to be in their account the next day.
One of the slogans, I think, or the little tagline I remember is people share, Zinkin, people share. Exactly. Yeah, so that's really what you're doing, right?
Yep. It's sort of kind of taking that advantage of like a Hollywood movie star that's having a personal assistant. We can break that person up across a few different people so they can get the hours that they need. And it makes them happy because they're going to different atmospheres doing different things. And they can pick and choose what they want to do. But if they do an amazing job at someone's home, that person can put them on their preferred provider list. And that provider will have the first option of taking any jobs that that person goes on and request in the future.
Oh, very nice. So I have had success and luck, and I've enjoyed having somebody come to my home or office or wherever I am, and they've helped me, and we've hit it off. And so I put them in my app. There's a place to say, hey, they're my preferred provider.
Yes. We just had a customer from Boston order service for his mother in Glendale. And so he set up an account for his mother in Glendale. We had a provider, Brandon, come out, and he was able to pick her up from the rehab, make sure that she got to her doctor's appointment. He actually went in with her at the doctor's appointment and helped her fill out all the information that she needed at the doctor's appointment, stayed there through the whole appointment, and then made sure she got back to the rehab really safe. The gentleman, Weston, he was super, super excited about the service. He said he's never felt that his mother's been safer. When he was in town, he was actually going to come by our office. He called and asked if he could come by, and we said yes. He ran out of time, but he gave us a call, and he said how much he appreciated it. Appreciated us taking care
no
of his
kidding,
mother.
Because the fear for someone living out of state, or even if you're in state and you're a busy professional.
We're really that extension of a family member.
Clearly. So then he puts this provider on her app as a preferred provider.
Yes.
Is there a rating system? How do you know, like I had asked earlier about vetting these providers, how do we know that they're good?
We have a double-sided rating system. So the provider can rate the user, and the user can rate the provider. So it's a nice part because we can make sure that the user is getting the best possible care that they need or help that they need. And then we make sure that the provider is going into a safe environment, you know, so they can have a safe, happy environment that they're going into. Because sometimes just with this people share, it's almost like match.com. You know, I mean, you're really having to make sure that these people that are getting matched up are getting along.
So you mentioned Match.com, and the last time you guys were here sharing your success story, I kind of likened it to either Uber or Lyft, right? And I know there's obviously some extreme differences, but when you guys were sitting in these, you know, storyboard meetings and trying to go from concept to creation, what other businesses or models and ideas came to mind that you kind of poked around before you came up with what you had?
Well, I was an early adopter for using Uber. I was an early ambassador, and I used to give out free codes all the time because I go to a lot of concerts. So for me, if I see someone that obviously shouldn't be driving, I'd be like, hey, do you want a free $20 code? I get a $20 code. I get to drive home for free. But the only thing that was ever missing was I couldn't get the same drivers over and over again because you kind of build a rapport with them. I have a driver I frequently get picked up by now, and it'd be awesome if I could request them every time.
Right? But so you can't.
But you can't. So that's why we came up with the preferred pool where after you rate your service, if you rate them 4 stars or higher, then it'll ask you if you would like to add them to your preferred pool. If you acknowledge yes, then anytime you get in future projects or future services, you'll be able to, they will go through that pool first and then it'll move in the general population if they're not available.
And that automatically happens. If you've got preferred providers, they will automatically be drawn through first.
Correct.
And if they're not available, then it goes to the...
They're given the opportunity to accept the job. And then if they accept, then you guys will be matched and then you'll do a service from there on out, so which is cool.
Fascinating. Anything that you want to add as you're hearing Michael kind of describe it? I can't help but wonder that while he's chatting, you're thinking back to what were those early days like? Give us a little insight to some of that.
Well, yeah. One of the things we looked at were like other types of contracting services where you could get contractors online. And we just found they were kind of, you had to jump through a lot of steps. I remember I was trying to get a quote for a patio and get some work done on my house. And it was just, you had to fill out a bunch of forms, specify the jobs, select some categories, and then your email would go out and you'd get contacted back through email. And then I met one guy and he didn't seem very professional. It was just kind of a pain. So we really focused on, creating a easy to use application. And once you're logged in and you're signed up, it's a one button click. You can just hit request service, select a category, boom, you're gone. You set some hours and you're on your way. So I think that emphasis of making it easy to use was really important. And also, I don't think Michael mentioned this earlier, is everybody's background checked. So you can really trust who's coming to help you out.
That's kind of what I was curious about. So I appreciate you mentioning that to make sure that really they're legit.
We do a 7-level background check.
Okay.
So we pretty much check you from front to back, where most of the service apps in Uber, Fio, and Lyft out there, they do a 2-level background check. We really go delve into every area of your background. I just wouldn't want to send anybody into somebody's home that I wouldn't send into my own.
Right.
Just to make sure everybody's
safe. Well,
it needs
to be an extension of family, like you said. I've got to be able to trust that, you know, not only my possessions, but also maybe my mom or dad or my kiddos are well taken care of and safe.
Yes. Dealing with the elderly and dealing with children, you most definitely have to make sure that they're safe on everything. You would never want to have to second guess somebody coming into your home. With the service that we have, we go through every aspect of their background to make sure that they're going to be safe.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. When you sit back and you look back through this, you know, last year of creating this app, what are some of the things that the team at Firesight added and that you hadn't even anticipated or expected? I know we've talked about a couple of them, but what else has shifted for you from conception and this idea, this massive thing?
I think for everybody, it was like running a Tough Mudder.
Oh, that's a great example.
You go to all these different obstacles and it's like you're sweating and you're having fun and you're laughing. And then at the end of it, you drink a beer.
When's the next one? Right?
Exactly. So, you know, through all that, and then they're still sane having to deal with me for the past 14, 15 months, you know, which has been a nice part because I call all the time.
And they're there.
And they're there. They always pick up. And if they didn't, I would call back. But but it's actually ended up to be an amazing experience for such a big project that it turned out to be.
So I feel like you've already addressed this, but really, what are maybe one or two things that really set them apart? You said you had a lot of conversations with people and not many people really got it. What makes Firesight just so unique?
Firesight is unique in the aspect that everything that was in my mind, they saw and they understood and they cared about. Where a lot of people pretend like they care about and then they put their spin on it, they really paid attention to what my feelings were and emotions were of putting this stuff into the app. And they made sure that I was happy or excited about everything that was happening and not just content. They wanted to make sure that everything was perfect, all the way down to the graphics. They created my website, and it turned out to be like a Picasso. And I was expecting a Cadillac, you know, or something. Yeah. But it just went above and beyond what I expected. So that's what I really appreciated about them. They could have took a person that didn't really know anything about IT and came up with something that wasn't so great, and I would have been happy with it. But they really hit this one out of the park.
You both had mentioned that you've got a broader team beyond just the two of you. How many? 20 total?
We're very close to 20.
Yeah. When you're putting together an app like this, you know, I kind of looked to Dave saying, hey, you were the lead on these, like, lead software. And there were a lot of other people involved. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the magic of how this all comes together. Who, what kinds of talent and skill sets do you have to be involved in something like this?
We have a pretty unique skill set. Basically, at the beginning of our project, once we establish what the base ideas are, we create a technical specification. We actually break down every feature set, how all the infrastructure is going to work together and play together, and create basically a blueprint for the concept. Usually that's the combination of a few of the design team. It's usually a couple of the business development, which would be Jason and myself, one or two of the programmers. And then we also have a technical writer. He has a background writing business plans, and he helps establish, you know, all of the conceptual stuff on paper. So that way we have a really good idea of where we're headed. And then from there, you have about 12 people that will handle the project over the life of it.
You both seem like such creatives that it's really great to hear that you've got not only the creative side, but also this really set formula for success, the biz development, the everything, the... I'm fascinated by it.
When you're building a house, you want to build a solid foundation for it. If you don't come up with a plan of how to build the foundation correctly, you're building a house upon the sand. And I was always taught, like, if you want to build something good that you want to put your name on, you need to do it right and take the time to correctly do it. Just don't, you know, fly by the seat of your pants.
It's a great example, because we can take that example even further and say, to build a house, you need to do things right from the foundation up. But it may not have all the bells and whistles. It may not have a nice appeal to it or be very functional. It's still a house. You're still safe and have structure over your head. Mm-hmm. But again, to Michael's point, you guys have been able to do that, provide the structure so that it works, it's functional, it's high level, it's easy to use, and it's got the whiz and the pop and all the bells and whistles as well.
They've built this scalable so we can go global with this.
Okay.
So it makes it really nice that up front, they had that foresight to put processes in place to where we can really scale this throughout the country and the globe very easy.
I remember you speaking to that. So tell us your goals beyond Arizona. Then right now, Zinkin is Metro Phoenix?
It's Metro Phoenix. We're on a 2019. We're going to start a 30-zone growth projection. So over the next 2 years, 2019, 2020, we'll go into 30 different areas in the country. And then the 2 years after that, we'll finish up the country as far as that's concerned.
Now, are you all involved in that piece of it?
Yep.
Correct. Yeah. We're the long-term developers for the project, and we've built everything on Amazon Web Services. We utilize serverless technology as much as possible, which means that even for a small team of 20, we don't need to have full-time database administrators and system administrators to make sure that this thing's up and can scale and handle anything that people can throw at it.
They've been stretching this like a rubber band just to make sure that we can go through every phase of growth. And it's pretty crazy seeing the different things that bounce back and the stuff that's actually just put us years and years and years ahead of where we should be now.
It's absolutely fascinating. One of the examples you gave when you stepped into the studio today was kind of the scheduling. And I know Dave was like, hey, let's make sure we speak to that. So when you say on demand, PeopleShare, let's define that. And then, you know, are there some other aspects of this that we can use as well?
Most of the demand services that are out there currently today, you can call into a number or you can get on their app and you schedule it for hours away or days away. Ours is a real-time on-demand, so you can actually see that provider driving towards you.
That's what you meant by that, right? Mm-hmm. Literally, I could decide, oh my gosh, my nanny bailed on me, and I need to be at work in
And when that hour. Nanny bails on you, and they do show up after you see them driving towards your home, even if you're gone and they're taking care of your kids, you can get on your app and see where that provider is. If they're driving them to school, taking them to a sports practice, you can actually see that provider driving with your children. And at any time through the app, you can get on and you can text message or call the provider. So if you want to talk to your kids and the provider's there, they can dial right into the provider's cell phone number. And it's a security feature. You know, it makes sure that you know that your children or your elderly parent is safe during that period of time when the provider's with them. And the nice part about it is if you like the provider, as we talked earlier about the preferred provider, you can schedule out services for different days, hours, whatever you need. Maybe a doctor's appointment next week on Tuesday, or maybe an outpatient surgery to where after that surgery, you wouldn't be able to drive. And a particular rideshare company wouldn't be able to pick you up and make sure that you're comfortable until your husband got home. But with this particular app, we go beyond the curb. So they'll be able to stay with you through the amount of time that you need, either for that mom to get home from work or for that husband to get home to take care of you from an outpatient surgery.
What's fascinating to me is that either one of those examples, that could have been an app just by itself. So like the nanny app, right? And it could have just been built around the need for the busy mom or the busy parent professional. Or there could have been this app that was just this, you know, helping with the elderly. You've had both those, but then we also gave the examples of all these other, I mean, literally, I suppose you sat at a place of saying, well, we don't know what customers will really need this for, right? And so let's leave it wide open.
The
and
easiest thing is to look at it like it's an extension of your family member. So anything that a family member could do inside and outside of your home, a provider can do.
Yeah. I'm fascinated. And I cannot, to me, it seems like a year is very quick or 14 months is very quick. And your plan to grow is rapid.
It was like running a 60-yard sprint.
Yeah, right.
Every day you would see the different developments that they would come up with. And you're like, whoa, you know, you're just blown back about how fast that they can work. They're very knowledgeable on scaling out something and making sure that they hit their benchmarks and things are completed on time.
And Sean Zinkin's not your only client.
No, we have concurrently 25 or 30 clients at once.
And let's speak a little bit about that on behalf of Firesight. Who is a great client for you? Like what really is your zone of genius and what other businesses and organizations would you love to work with?
Ideal clients are some that are, you know, idea driven, but you appreciate our opinion as someone's coming in to help them with the project, but trust our opinion because we're not trying to sell you the wrong thing. We're trying to do it correctly the first time. And we don't want to dive down a hole somewhere is something like a really poorly thought out idea just to do it because that's what you want. We're going to tell you, hey, like, this is not the right way to go about it. Let's step back for a second. Let's plan it out. Let's actually come up with a real concept, something that's, you know, sustainable for 3 or 5 years. And we'll go from there. But that's ideally with our major clients, we just want them to trust our opinion. You're paying us as a consultant to consult for you. Let us do our job correctly.
And everything that you've shared, it's very, your team is very robust and you really handle all aspects of this development, right? Aren't there other groups, I would imagine, that they can, you know, just handle one piece of it? Then you've got to bring other partners in. You guys are everything.
Yeah, we've got teams that can handle basic websites, marketing websites. We've got teams that can handle graphic design. So really anything that you need in terms of digital presence, software, website, marketing related, we can really create that for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
I don't know that you shared, how did this come to be? Like what's, you told us where you started and you and your partner, but what was the impetus? Like, did you've known since you were 10, you were going to run a business like this?
Yeah, me and Jason started at a young age building stuff. We built jet engines out of turbos, all kinds of crazy stuff like that. So like we have an engineering mind, we're very engineering minded. I started doing WordPress stuff in 2005. He has a business information background. I have a fabrication background. And we decided like, hey, we could definitely build stuff that's technical. We build stuff that looks good. And we decided that, hey, you know, we definitely an opening for stuff in that type of market, especially with, you know, the massive disappointments that some of our clients have had with freelancers. You know, they're great for a year and then they run off and they go get a job somewhere else and they just kind of leave you standing with, you know, nowhere to really go. Like, and with us, we're like, no, we're going to be your partner. We're going to, you know, you can call us anytime. We're going to answer and we'll be a partner in your business for 5, 10 years versus freelancers are really just looking for that paycheck so they can go on vacation. And then once they get that new job, then they just kind of leave you there and like, sorry, you guys have to figure it out from here. And that's what we don't want to be.
I remember years ago hiring someone to do my first website. At the time, I was a mother-daughter coach consultant and offering workshops and retreats. And I knew my business, right? It was very relationship oriented. And I knew I had to have a website. I paid thousands and thousands of dollars to have somebody build it for me. But I didn't know what questions to ask. And I really, I thought I got the right answers. I kind of alluded to this earlier. I thought I knew what I was needing to ask in order to say, yes, you are the right person for me. But then when some of the there were holes in the way my website was serving my families, I fully expected this to be here and in place, but I didn't know to ask. And it sounded like you did. I mean, I can imagine the disappointment that people have. And I remember that happening to different providers for me, but 3 different websites and tens of thousands of dollars that were spent only to have somebody else have to scrap that and start over again.
Right. In my mind, a good website or a good product is a collaborative effort. It's not one side. You're not just paying us to do it for you. We're going to work on this as a team because you know your business well. And if I ask the right questions, then we can come up with a great solution for it. You know, if we're not asking the right questions and you're not asking the right questions, you end up spending a ton of money on development of a product or a website or what have you. And then at the end of it, you're going to be disappointed with the outcome.
And I love that you shared that this is, you need your clients to trust you and appreciate the creative, but also the professional, really expertise that goes into it. So it has to be this constant conversation. And it sounds like based on what Michael has shared about his experience with you, we all learn and think differently. So you've really spoken to that when you work with people because it's very visual, it's very process driven, and you can really help everybody feel like they have a hand in it and they get to have their say all along the way.
Exactly. Obviously to a point, right? But we're going to ask for your input as much as
possible. Well, sure. Yeah. At some point, you're like, we got this.
not all ideas are great ideas. Sometimes they're just ideas.
And so you get to a point probably where you have to share that with clients sometimes. Like, look, I know you're attached to this idea, but...
I'm the CEO, so that's my job.
Uh-huh. A good example of that sometimes is people who have invested in a freelancer and they've got this application and it's a cross-platform application. It's Cordova. And then you look at the code and it's not built well. It's not scalable. Convincing them that it really needs to be rebuilt and that what they've invested in isn't going to take them where they want to go. It's always a tough conversation, but sometimes you just got to let them know that.
Honesty is the best policy. Yeah. Honesty, transparency. We're honest with what's going on. We're not trying to hide anything. We're completely transparent with what we're doing because we want to have an open relationship with what's going on business-wise.
Yeah, well, obviously, if they're winning, you're winning.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we want our clients to be successful, and that's something that we really push forward doing. We have a very high retention rate. So like, as long as we can create a good relationship between both parties, we will both be successful in the long run. We're not just looking for a paycheck.
Yeah. You told us about what Firesight does, but are there certain verticals or industries that you tend to work more with? And is a lot of your business referral-based? Or how do your clients find you?
Our business is almost 100% referral-based. We don't do any outbound sales of any kind. We built our client list primarily through referrals or people finding us from, people leaving us reviews online. Verticals we would generally work in, like manufacturing. People have tangible products or more complicated app ideas, business process, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The great part about them is with the project being so big, they have really took the reins to be able to talk legal to my legal team, to talk advertising to the advertising company that we've hired. They're very, very fluid when it comes to communications between the different companies. And especially with my eclectic group of people that I've brought on with venture capital firms and different things that we're dealing with, they've really stepped up to the plate.
I think it's important to share your background right now, too, because I remember this is all new for you. Tell us about your background.
It's brand new. My family's been dealing with caregivers for the past 58 years. I'm third generation. I've been doing caregiving for the past 20 years. My wife is a pediatric anesthesiologist. And that was really what brought me out of just doing senior care and putting together Zinkin, widening that range of customer. Because we said, well, why can't we do kids? And if we're doing kids and seniors, let's do everything in between. And we've got the perfect providers out there that are able to provide services for that range of age. So we just wanted to throw it out there and see if it worked. And it's just been amazing.
And thank goodness for a fantastic team in Fireside. To your point, you've been faced with some decisions that you've had to make that I've gotten to know you a little bit. I know you're incredibly smart and very savvy, and there are probably areas outside, maybe the legal things and some of the other things that you didn't have the experience in, and you had to rely on these guys.
I try to be like a Henry Ford. You know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I try to bring on the smartest people around me.
Well, clearly you've done that.
So, you know, they've done an amazing job, and for them to be able to talk attorney one day and advertising the next and connecting the dots for me, and just seeing how it works out like an orchestra. You know, everybody's working together and how smoothly it works. It's just made this process so much better for me. Okay. It's not like remodeling a house, you know, and you're pulling your hair out. I've had a smile on my face for the past, you know, 14 or 15 months. It's been a great experience.
So I've only started following Zinkin, obviously, since we met and had you here at the studio. But it seems like every other day you're like, oh, we're on the news again. Oh, look, we've been featured in this magazine. Oh, hey, look at that. I'm so excited for you.
From cartoons to commercials.
I love it. It's, well, when you have a brilliant idea, right? And it's so user-friendly. And you mentioned it takes care of children and seniors and everywhere in between. That's a great way to explain this whole people share idea. You've nailed it.
Yep. With families getting busier and busier, and you just can't call on mom and dad anymore to help you out with the kids, this is where we pick up. You know, this is what we excel in. And, you know, if the people just give us a chance, you know, it's funny to see when the provider actually gets to the home, all the things come up of like, oh, I can get them to help me with this, and I can get them to help me with this. And it's sort of kind of like branches of a tree, and it just keeps getting deeper and deeper. And it's amazing to see how this is transforming into its own machine. So
share with us about the pricing structure. How does the provider, you mentioned how quickly the provider gets paid, but if I'm interested in using Zinkin, what can I expect, you know, payment-wise?
Zinkin is a flat rate service. So if you order a Zinkin provider, it's just $25 an hour. There is that option at the end of the job to give them a tip. And we have a 1 hour minimum, which makes it really, really easy for those single moms out there that might just need an hour of help while they're on a conference call, or maybe they just need to run and do a couple of errands and then come back, or they can send the provider to do the errands.
And that rate is crazy reasonable, $25 flat rate per hour.
Being able to streamline that through the apps really made it feasible for us to be able to give those providers that we're paying them $20 an hour. And then the end user's paying $25. We feel that that's fair on both sides, and it's really took off. So,
and easy. I don't have to memorize anything. Did you guys have a hand in pricing as well?
We had a little, obviously we had roundtable discussions about it, but a lot of the base came from Michael, from his experience for what he currently does.
Right.
We did a lot of market research. I took a lot of rides with Uber, Lyft, and Vio, the other service apps out there, Tackle and TaskRabbit. I did a lot of background information and studying on different companies and what they provide, just to make sure that we were dead on in our pricing.
Well, you clearly are. Yeah. From hanging pictures, right, at 10:30.
To cleaning RVs.
Right, to cleaning RVs. I mean, it makes sense. If you want a quality provider, someone who's going to show up and be happy to help and on demand for whatever funky or crazy or fun job I need them for, then $25 an hour is extremely reasonable.
It's very reasonable. And when you get the provider to your home and they're making the 20, they're super happy to be there. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're being drugged by wild horses. You know, they show up to your home with a smile.
Yep.
And they're excited to do that new exciting thing that you're going to have them do.
Yeah. Love it. This has been a fascinating conversation. I have no doubt we'll have you guys on again. And I'm staring across the table at my new friends. I'm anxious to learn more about each of you. For both companies, let's start with Fireside first. How can folks get a hold of you, and where are you on social media?
Social media, everything is just /Fireside. You can find us at fireside.com, which is FYRESITE.com.
Is there a fun reason why it's spelled that way?
That's a good question.
That's actually
my business partner. That was like one of his like late night sitting on the couch ideas back in like 2009. He bought the domain.
That's fun enough. And so FYRESITE.com.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Excellent. How does the process begin? If somebody is curious, if they've got an idea that you can help them with, how do they, where do you start?
Just give us a call. give us a call, talk to, you know, any of the sales guys to answer. And then we would set a meeting and kind of establish if it's a good concept or not. And it's just an open conversation.
Yeah. Love that. No financial commitment to just have a conversation.
No, we shouldn't charge you just to have a conversation. We're not attorneys.
Hello. Yes. Or a lot of other businesses. Yeah. Great. And how about Zinkin? How do we get the app and get started with having people share?
You can go to the Apple App Store, Google Play, download the app, or you can go to Zinkin.com. That's www.zinkin.com. That's Zinkin.com.
And the fun story behind that name?
You know, A to Zinc, A to Z, and that was all Tony. I remember that.
Tony shared that when she was here. Yeah, A to Z, and came up with the Zinc, and then there needed to be some fun way to end it.
She said she wanted to do the action, you know, let's keep it rolling, so she added the end on it, and there it went.
Both stories for the names doesn't have to be any more poetic than that, right? That's some of the greatest things happen that way, and clearly both companies are up to great things. Michael, I want to thank you for coming back. Again, we don't do that often to have, I mean, we have people come back time and time again, but I don't think we've ever been quite so excited about something that's happening so recently, and to have Firesight and have both of you with us today to learn a little bit more about your business and why this magical partnership keeps working for you guys. I certainly appreciate your time and being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right. We lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.